Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. This has been an interesting and politically active week, especially for agriculture. On Monday, the CEO Council met with Sam Clovis, National Chief Policy Advisor for Donald Trump's campaign. The CEO Council is a group of about 12 CEOs of leading farm and agriculture associations. And in that meeting, we had Zippy Duval, American Farm Bureau President, Jay Varum, Crop Life, Chuck Connor, National Council of Farmer Co-ops, and others, including yours truly. The whole objective was to make sure that the Trump campaign understood the concerns and priorities of our industry. No question, the hot issues that we care about were put on the table. Trade and immigration, tax reform, regulations were discussed at length. Sam Clovis, Trump's chief policy advisor, said that Trump was very much aware of how important agricultural trade is for the ag industry and for our national security also. He also pointed out that he understands how necessary it is to have labor to do the farm work. We're not going to get the strawberries picked without immigrant labor. We agreed that we need tax reform and that government overregulation must be reined in. And I think that we got our message across and that it was well received. 3 weeks ago, the CEO Council also met with the Hillary Clinton policy team. And I was not in that meeting, but I'm told that the CEO Council's message was well received by the Clinton policy team as well. Both meetings were nonpartisan, and I believe that the ag industry's effort to communicate to both parties about our concerns and priorities is to be commended. The next day, the Trump Ag Team, more than 60 ag leaders supporting Trump met with Sam Clovis to discuss policy and politics. The Trump Ag Team includes a who's who list of ag leaders, some governors such as Rick Perry, Texas, Dave Heineman, Nebraska, senators to include Pat Roberts of Kansas, trade association presidents. I participated as a member of the Trump Ag Team. We talked about all of the same issues that were talked about in the CEO meeting the day before. However, in this meeting, the Trump Ag Team also talked about how the ag industry can help elect Donald Trump. So stay tuned until next week, and I am John Block from Washington.